Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadik Zayin. And we are at the two dots, about 15 lines from the top, of Daf Tzadik Zayin, Omer Aleph, Arba Snifin Shel Zov, Hoyusham, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema, V'chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Shloime Ben Chaya Leah. So we're moving along in the 11th parak of Maseches Menachas. The topic of the last few dafin has been the Lechem Aponim, and from there, the Shulchan that housed the Lechem Aponim. Now, a disclaimer before today's daf. Today is one of several math dafin in Shas. So we have to pull out our calculators or the back of the proverbial envelopes and get ready to make some pretty intense cheshbonos. Stating that, the excitement is really going to start more on the bottom of the Amid, going into Amid Beis. Before that, we still have another half of Amid or so Gemara to learn. So the Mishnah was talking about the physical structure of the Shulchan. The Pasuk says in Parshas Truma, Va'asisa ka'aroysav v'chapoysav uksoysav So the pasuk is describing four ancillaries to the shulchan. The shulchan itself was a table, but when you looked at the shulchan, you saw a lot more than a table. In fact, it looked like a mini skyscraper. That's all the ancillaries of the shulchan that are being described in this pasuk, specifically ka'aroysav, v'chapoysav, uksoysav, u'menakiyoysav. The Gemara now is going to bring a memra from the Amiram that is going to describe what exactly all four of these things were. Now, the Mishnah had said that there were four snifin, there were four boards, pillars that were made of gold. Says the Gemara, Amanani Mili, what's the makar to these four snifin? Omer Rav Ketina, Rav Ketina said, Amakra, it's based on the pasuk that we just mentioned. Vasisa ka'aroysav, v'chapoysav, uksoysav, u'menakiyoysav, ka'aroysav, elu tfusim. The ka'arois were the tfusim. These were the molds. These were these metal, or in this case, gold molds that were shaped the way the Lechem Aponim were shaped, that the Lechem Aponim were placed in. Now, to be clear, the Lechem Aponim were not in the Ka'arois while the Lechem Aponim were physically on the Shulchan. We'll see the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan were actually lying on the Menachi Yosef. But when the Lechem Aponim were taken out of the oven and when they were in transit, it was during that period of time that they had to be on top of these Ka'arois. Kapois of Elo Bezichim. The Kapois, these were spoons. Spoons that had in them the Bezichel Avoyna. So we know that in order for the Kayhanim to eat from the Lechem Aponim, there had to be a Haktara done with Shnei Bezichei Levoina. The Shnei Bezichei Levoina were to the Lechem Aponim like the Dam of a Karbon is to its Basar. The Haktara was Mater. So we needed to have Bezichin physically to have a place to put the Bezichei Levoina. Ksoisav. What were the Ksois of Elu Snifin? These are these Snifin that the Mishnah is referring to. So these are these four big poles that stood to the sides of the Shulchan. And finally, Umenaki Yosef Elu Kanim. What were the Menaki Yosef? These were reeds. Rashi says they were actually half a reeds, and they were essentially the shelves that separated each one of the Lechem Aponim. So the Lechem Aponim, before it was on the Shulchan, was inside the Tfus. But once it was on the Shulchan, at that point, it was on top of the shelf. The shelf are referred to as the Menachi Yosef. And the Pasuk says, Asher Yusach Bohen. So that's referring back to the Menachi Yosef. Meaning, what was the purpose of the Menachi Yosef? Shemesachachim Bohem Es Alechem. It was there to act as Chach. Think of your Sukkah. It literally hovered over. It covered the Lechem. Either way, Rav Ketina said that when it says in the pasuk Vasisa Ka'aroysav v'chapoysav uksoysav u'menaki yosav, it's referring to what we just mentioned. Ka'aroysav elu tfusim, kapoysav elu bezichim, ksoysav are the snifim, and the menaki yosav are the konim. So the Gemara says, Rava heard this, and Moisev Rava asked the Kasha. The Mishnah said, Lois Sidur Akonim, V'loi Netilos, Andoiches Es HaShabbos, that the placement of the Konim on the Shulchan and the removal of the Konim on the Shulchan were both Avoidus, and as a result, they were not Doiches Shabbos. So we know that high level Avoida was Doicha Shabbos. Stating that, the Mishnah said, that's not always the case. In fact, the Sidur HaKonim and the Netila of the Konim, being that they're Doime Tabayno Saiser, so these were things that you were not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Rava asked, so good, if you're going to tell me Dairaisa, that the Inyan of these Konim are mentioned in a Pasuk in the Torah, Menaki Yosef Elu Konim, Amai Ein Doicha Sesa Shabbos. So why is it not Doicha Shabbos? Meaning Bishloim if the Konim was some Chiddush that the rabbis came up with. Okay, so they don't have the ability to go and be Doicha Shabbos. But if you're telling me that the Pasuk says that this is the Tzura of the Shulchan, so it sounds like this is a critical thing, and if that's the case, even though putting it on and off involves some element of Chil Shabbos, but at the same time, Avodah is something that's always Doicha Shabbos. Just explain this a little bit better. The Sidur of the Lechem Aponim and the Netil of the Lechem Aponim took place on Shabbos. That's when the Lechem Aponims were distributed, that's when the changing of the guard of the Kohanim and of the Lechem Aponim took place. So really, the fact that we're not putting the Konim or removing the Konim on Shabbos is a little interesting, because that's when the Lechem Aponim are being taken off, and that's when the Lechem Aponim are being put on. But the Teretz is, it's Bain of a Saiser, and as a result, you can't do it. But Masiv Rava, to the extent that Menachi Yosef Elu Akonim, so this would seem to be part and parcel of the Tzura, of exactly the way the Shulchan is supposed to be set up. If that's the case, there's no way that this Inyan of Bainu Saisa should be Daicha. But the Gemara says, after Rava had this question, Hada Amar Rava said, Lav Milsahu Da Amri. What I said was a mistake. And this, as we know, is Siknunoi Shal Rava. Right? Very often Rava says something and then he does a flipperoo. He says, you know something? I think I made a mistake. Hadar Amar Rava. This was one of those examples that Tanan. He said, because really it's a Mefurish Mishnah, the Mishnah that we saw in yesterday's daf. Klal Amar Rabbi Kibra Kevitz said, Rokom Malach Shev Shalal Asa Yisim Erev Shabbos Ein Deichas Shabbos. Any malacha that you could have done on Erev Shabbos is not Deichas Shabbos. Meaning, in as much as the Avoides in the Beis Hamikdash were Deichas Malach Shabbos, but said Rabbi Akiva that to the extent that you could have done the malacha before Shabbos, it's not going to be Deichas Shabbos. It's only if you couldn't have done the malacha before Shabbos that it's Doicha Shabbos. Meaning, it's true that high level Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, but there are rules and regulations that you have to conform with. Specifically, Rabbi Akiva, Shahalacha Kemoisai Bechal Makim, said, Kol Melacha She'ef Shalal La'soiso Me'erev Shabbos, Ein Doicha Shabbos. Said, Rava, based on that, my kash is not a kash. Because Vahani Nami, as relates to these Menachi Yosef, Ef Shedaloi Dochi Shabbos Olayu. It's not something that I think needs to be Doicha Shabbos. And the reason is because time Mamai, what was the purpose of the Menachi Yosef? So Rav's a little bit being Doirish, time of the crow over here. What was the reason for it? To lay the yafish lechem, so that the bread shouldn't spoil. Because if you're going to take the breads and you're going to pile one on top of the other, so then it's going to spoil. If you have these konim, these shelves that are separating them, then this is not something you have to worry about. But b'chi ha'ishiyur aloy miyafish, to the extent that you're going to go a Shabbos, and on that Shabbos you're not going to have the Menachi Yosef, that little bit of time is not going to cause the lechem to go bad, and as a result, this is not something that you have to worry about. So Rava said that it's true, be'etzim, the Menachi Yosef should be doicha, but it's technically part of the category of Rabbi Akiva of Kamalach Hashav Shal Asloys Me'er of Shabbos and Deleches HaShabbos. If you're going to go through this and you're going to do it not on Shabbos, so that's going to be fine. Meaning nothing's going to happen if the breads, the old breads and the new breads, for the amount of time that they're on the Shulchan, are going to go through a Shabbos and not have the Menachi Yosef. And as a result, they would remove the Konim before Shabbos and they would put it back after Shabbos. The old breads in the beginning of Shabbos and the new breads at the end of Shabbos are there without the shelves. Doesn't bother me. What do you mean the Torah says Menachi Yosef, but we're being Derish time of the crow? Menachi Yosef is my time of the Leili Afish Lechem, and in such a short period of time, and as a result, I'm not worried about it. And the Gemara says, Kedetanya, I'll support what Rava said with a Braisa. What are we supporting? The Braisa says, Ketza, Nichnas mi Erev Shabbos. The Kohen would come in Erev Shabbos. What does Nichnas mean? Into the Hechel, right? So we'd enter the Hechel in Erev Shabbos. Vishamtam. He would remove the konim, umanichon la'orka shel shulchan. So where do you put these konim, right? You need a place to put them. So the Braisa tells you where to put them. You put them by the length of the shulchan. Okay, you might say Shabbos, and then noch Shabbos, after Avdullah, he would come back in, nichnas, magbia roish shel chala. He would lift the top of one of the chalas, umachnes konot tachteh, and he would put the head of one of the konim underneath it, magbia roish shel chala, and then he would lift the top of the other side of the chala, umachnes konot tachteh, and he put it underneath it. The bottom line is, he repeated this 12 times, right? Or in between. We'll see how many konim there were in a second. But he would put it in all the different places that you had to put it. And like that, this was something that was done, not on Shabbos, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos. There's a little bit of a mucharai in Pshutei Shel Mikra of the Gemara. What's the Kidetanya? What did we just prove from this Braisa? We proved that they didn't do the konim on Shabbos. The Mishnah said that. Lo yisidra konav lo yinitilos and doiches es ha-Shabbos. That was Rava's kasha. So Rava said, oh, must be, even though Menachi Yosef is a passing in the Torah, but because of Rabbi Akiva's halacha. So the Gemara Kidetanya. What was the Braisa? The Braisa was that they didn't do it on Shabbos. We knew that already from the Mishnah. What exactly was Neschadish in this Braisa that we didn't know already from the Mishnah? What does the Gemara mean when it says Kidetanya? But Poshup Shana in the Gemara seems to be, it's because from the Mishnah, you just see that the Sidur HaKonim and the Netilasim weren't Doiches HaShabbos. Okay, so how long were the Lechem on the Shulchan without the Konim? That you didn't see from the Mishnah. In the Braisa, you see Mefurish. The Braisa, Nichnas Mi Erev Shabbos, Umaytzoy Shabbos Nichnas again. So you see it's only there for a short period of time. Which was the premise of Rava's Teretz. When Rava explained why is the Taka not Doiches HaShabbos, it's not because Menachi Yosef is not a Din Doiraisa, but rather it's because of the fact it's just a small amount of time. And for a small amount of time, I'm not worried. But Mehecha Tesi was only a small amount of time. In the Mishnah, you just see that it wasn't Doiches HaShabbos. Maybe they came in on Thursday and they put it back on Monday. How do you know it was a short period of time? For that, the Gemara says Kedetanya. So you're right, it's only one Knech that we didn't see in the Mishnah, but it's actually an important Knech. Again, maybe intuitive. You probably would have chapped it from the Mishnah, but it's baktzeina in the Braisa, ki yudarkoi shala Braises, and it's for that reason, this is something that the Gemara felt that it had to bring. Now, the Braisa continues and says, arba chalois, tzrichois, shloisha, shloisha konim. So how many konim were there? So you say, I don't know, there were 12 breads, so you have to put them in between the breads, do the math, right? Or be'erich 12, you would think. But it's not, this is not the math part of the sugi, by the way. Not even close. So there were 12 breads, right? Lined up on two sides, which means six and six. On each individual row, four of the chalois required shloisha shloisha konim, required three. What does it mean? Three? Each one of the four required three. So underneath the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. The four meaning the four middle. So underneath the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, there were three konim each. Four times three is 12. Again, this is not the math. Ha'elyoina, the sixth one, meaning underneath the sixth one, ena tzricha ela shnayim, only needed two. L'fisha ena le masoy. And the reason is because there was no heavy load that was going to be put on top of it. What do you mean? There was only one row of chalas, as opposed to the one beneath it had two, and the one underneath that had three, right? So being that you're ready towards the top, so you don't need such a strong foundation. So over there, two already was going to be okay. And Hatachtoina, the bottom one, in the tzricha kolicher, didn't need anything. And the reason is, l'fisha munachas al tarish al shochan, because that was literally on top of the table. So as far as support, it definitely didn't need any support. But one other piece we didn't need to mention, Rava said earlier that the reason they had these konim was you want a little bit of space. The reason you want a little bit of space, it shouldn't go bad. So the shulchan, it was made of gold, and because it was made of gold, so it always remained cool. And because it remained cool, there was no issue of it spoiling. But the bottom line is, underneath number one, you needed nothing. Underneath two, three, four, and five, they were shloisha shloisha, three respectively. Underneath six, there were two, which means 3 times 4 is 12, plus 2 is 14, times 2 is 28. How many konim were there? There were 28 konim. Either way, moving along now to the next part of the sugya, the math part of the sugya. So if you go back to the long Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, so the Mishnah talked about the dimensions of the Shulchan. And the Mishnah said, Hashulchan orko yud, the Shulchan was 10 tfachim long, v'rach by chamisha, and it was 5 tfachim wide. And the Mishnah went ahead and described the dimensions of the Lechem Aponim and exactly how the Lechem Aponim sat on the Shulchan. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the Shulchan was 10 tfachim long and it was 5 tfachim wide. Rameyo said, Hashulchan arka yudbeis. The shulchan was 10 tfachim, was 12 tfachim long, v'rach b'yvav, and it was 6 tfachim wide. And there too, the Mishnah goes, I'll leave it to Rameyo and figures out exactly how the Lechem Aponim, based on its dimensions, stand on the Shulchan. So we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Remei in the Mishnah, what exactly the dimensions of the Shulchan are. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 10 by 5. According to Remei, it's 12 by 6. Now the truth is, if you open a Pasuk in the Torah tells you exactly what the dimensions were. The Pasuk says very, very clearly that the Shulchan was Amasayim Arkoi, Va'amo Rochboi, and by the way, Va'amo Vachetzi Kaimasai. So, the Pasuk says what it is. How can we have a Machloikis? The Teretz says, well, as we're about to see right now, the Yisoid of the Machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is the size of the Am. Is the Amma made up of six Ammas, or is the Amma six Tvachim, or is the Amma made up of five Tvachim? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Amma is made up of five Tvachim. So when the Pasuk says that the Shulchan is Amosayim Arkoi, so it's 2 times 5, which is 10. When it says Amma Rachboi, it's 1 times 5, which is 5. Ramei holds the Amma is made up of 6 Tvachim. So when the Pasuk says that the Shulchan is Amosayim Arkoi, it's 2 times 6. And when it says Amarachba, it's 1 times 6. Hence, it's not going to be 10 and 5. It's really going to be 12 and 6. Stating that, as we're about to see now, this is a little bit of a hakdama. As we're about to see right now, everybody agreed, Sai Rav Meir and Sai Rav Yehuda agreed that there were Amos that were made up of 5 Tvachim, and there were Amos that were made up of 6 Tvachim. In other words, not all Amos were created equally. There was the larger Amma, and there was the smaller Amma. As a matter of fact, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to see there was even a third size of an Amma. So not 2, 3. But for today's daf, we don't have to be that confused. 2 is enough to juggle. So there was the Amma of 5 Tvachim, the Amma of 6 Tvachim, and in fact, there's no Machloikis about that. The Machloikis from Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is, Velcha Amma is the Amma of the Shulchan. So when we say it's Hamosayim Orkoi, is it the Amma of 5 Tvachim, thus it's going to be 10 Tvachim long, that Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, or is it the Amma of 6 Tvachim, thus it's going to be 12 Tvachim tall, Shittas Rabbi Meir, and the same is going to be as it relates to the word. So again, everybody agrees there's an Amma of 5, Amma of 6, the Machlokes is what is the Amma of the Shulchan, but to be clear, according to Rabbi Meir, the Shulchan is bigger than it is according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Shaila what a Tefach is, a Tefach is a Tefach is a Tefach. So if we have a Shaila now, are we working with the bigger Amma or the smaller Amma? So Fashteitzach, Rabbi Meir is working with the bigger Amma, has a bigger Shulchan. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's working with the smaller Amma, has a smaller Shulchan. It sounds obvious, that last sentence, but when you go through the Gemara, it's actually not as obvious as it sounds. But that is the way it is. So again, not all Ammas were created equally. Everybody agrees with that. The Machlokes that we have in our Mishnah is the Machlokes regarding the Shulchan. Now, is it a Machlokes only regarding the Shulchan? This is the only place in Shas that Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda argued. Doesn't feel right. It's not. And really, this is where this next part of the Gemara picks up. Tanan Hasan. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's there? Mesechtes Kalim Perik Yud Zayin Mishnah Yud. Additionally, you may be more familiar with it from Erev and Avdalin. I'm just looking at the Maseres Hashas. Or Sukkah Daf Hey. Regardless. So we learned in a Mishnah over there. Rameir said, Kol Amis Shahoyev Mikdash. All the Amis that were in the base HaMikdash Beinoinius. They were all Amis Beinoinius Chutz. With meaning Amis that were made up of 6 Tvachim, with the exception of the Mizbeach Hazav, which was an Amma by an Amma, right? The Mizbeach Hazav is the other Mizbeach, the way, way, way smaller Mizbeach, the one that was in the Heichal, also known as the Mizbeach HaKtoiris. So that Mizbeach was one Amma, and that Amma was not the Amma Beinonis, which is the Amma that's made up of 6 Tvachim, but that Amma was made up of 5 Tvachim. Additionally, the HaKeren, the corn of the horn, I should say, of the Mizbeach Ha'ila. So the Mizbeach Ha'ila had these 4 horns in the 4 corners, right? The Kronos. So those Kronos were also an Amma. Which Amma, says Rameyer? It's the smaller Amma. It's the Amma that's made up of 5 Tvachim. The Hasoivev. The Soivev was also made up of a smaller Amma. Vahayisoid, and the Yisoid was also made up of a smaller Amma. Huda says, Amas Binyan, the Binyan itself, the structure of the Mishkan, Shisha Tvachim, was made up of Amos. All those Amos are 6 Tvachim. Vishal Kalim, and as it relates to the Kalim, Chamish is made up of 5. So according to Rameir, when was the Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim used, and when was the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim used? It's very nuanced. Kol Amish Hoyeb HaMikdash Beinoinis, with the exception of the Mizbeach Hazav, the Keren of the Mizbeach Oila, the Soiviv in the and the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Ha'ilah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's much simpler. The Amas Binyan is always 6 Tvachim, and the Amas of the Kelim are always 5 Tvachim. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is Rav Shnei Mikru Echad Arshu. Sai Rav Meir and Sai Rabbi Yehuda both came to their position from the same exact pasuk, a rather cryptic pasuk in the Sefer Yecheskel, it's Perek Mem Gimel Pasik Yud Gimel. I'm just going to read the entire Pasik. Ve'ilim midois ha-mizbeach bo'amois. Amo, amo v'toifach, ve'cheiko amo, ve'amo roichav, u'gvula el svas asoviv zeres ha-echad, ve'ze gav ha-mizbeach. I think that's a pretty hard Pasik to touch. But either way, says the Gemara, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda both looked at this very, very, very vague Pasik. And from there, they formulated their positions. How so? Says the Gemara. Cheiko Amo, when the Pasik mentions the Cheiko Amo, ze yisoid, it's referring to the yisoid. Well, let's actually take it back a little bit. When it says, ve'ela midois ha-mizbeach, ba'amois, Amo, Amo v'toifach. So the way Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda are teaching the pasuk is that the midas of the mizbeach, right? The midas of the mizbeach were made up of amos, right? The Torah always uses amos. That's the measurement. That's the proverbial foot or yard that we would use today. But that amo is a bigger amo. That amo is amo v'toifach. It's the equivalent of an amo and a tefach klapei a smaller amo. The smaller amo would be bas chamisha tefachim. The large one is bas shisha tefachim. How much more does it have a tefach? So what the pasuk saying is ve'ela midas hamizbeach ba'amos. The amos that are being used for the mizbeach, each amo is really an amo v'toifach. Stating that the cheiko amo, as it relates to the cheiko amo, that amo of the cheik, that amo is already the smaller amo. Very hard pasuk to read. The amo roichav, that amo roichav, that's also referring to the smaller amo. Ugvula el svasa saviv zeres ha'echo, that's also measured based on the smaller amo. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach, that's also the smaller amo. So what the pasuk is saying is when it comes to the mizbeach, it's the larger amo. What does it mean, larger? It's the equivalent of an amo and a tefach. However, then we list out these four things. The cheiko amo, the amo roichav, the gvula asfas asaviv zeres ha'echo, and the v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach, these are all made up of the small. The shah is, what do these things mean? So says the Braisa. Cheiko amo, as it relates to the cheiko amo, ze yisoid. That was referring to the yisoid. The yisoid in mizbech was an amo. Amo roichav, ze soiviv, was referring to the soiviv. Ugvul al svasa soviv zeres o echod, elu kronois. That was referring to the kronois. And ze gava mizbeach, ze mizbeach hazov. That's mizbeach hazov. So essentially what the pasuk is saying is, just based on these tight words, that these four things were made up of the smaller amo. Okay. Enters Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Here's the machlokes. Ramei, so Ramei holds Zeu ba'amo bas chamisha. These four things that the Navi Yecheskel said were made up of the smaller amo, the amo bas chamisha. Those are the ones that were made up of the amo bas chamisha. Hakol amois, but all the other amois of the kelim ba'amo bas sheish was made up of an amo bas sheish. Rabbi Yehuda saw. Rabbi Yehuda holds kozei yiu kol amois kelim. That similar to this, all the amois kelim are supposed to be. But the bottom line is, we have these four things that was supposed to be the Amos Bach Chamisha Tvachim. The question is it only these four things? That sounds very reasonable. That's the sheet of Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda looked at these four things and he said, I think there's like a Tzad HaShav over here. I think they all fall into the category of Kalim, right? And as Amos HaBinyan, there's all Amos HaBinyan here. So it's all Kalim. I mean that it's all Kalim. So it's for that reason, I hold that this is a Gilui really on all the Kalim are going to be Amos Bach Chamisha. This is the rest of the story. The Machlis Rameir Yehuda in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have a Machlis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Shulchan was Amos Bach Shisha. Or Amit Bas Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda holds five. Rabbi Meir holds six. Is it a machlokes dafka by the Shulchan? No. Now we know the story. It's a Mishnah in the 17th parak of Masechtas Kelim. You see over here that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they hold their respective shitas by all the kelim. In fact, the only time Rabbi Meir holds that there was anything that was Bas Chamisha was only Negeya, those few things that are mentioned in that cryptic pasuk in Yecheskel. Perek Mem Gimel. Either way. So we just mentioned the Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Gimel. Why? Because it's really the back story to understanding the Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah in our sugya. Now, we mentioned the Pasuk, so we're going to do what we do, which is we're going to try to understand this Pasuk a little bit better. Now, what did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk said that the Cheiko Amo, which we said is the Yesoid, and the Amo Roichev, which we said is the Soivev, and the Gvula El Svasa Soviv Zeres HaEchad, which is the Kronos, also the Zegav HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZov, were all made up of an Am. Now, when we say that an Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim, when we say the Mizbeach HaZov was made up of an Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim, it's pretty straightforward. The Pasuk says an Amo Bayamo, so boom, you know exactly that it's made up of an Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim. What exactly does it mean when we say that Yesoid was an Amabas Chamisha Tvachim, the Soiviv was an Amabas Chamisha Tvachim, and the Kronis were an Amabas Chamisha Tvachim. What's the Taich? So you would say, I don't know, the height probably, right? The height of the Yisoid is an Amma, sounds like it. And it's an Amma, Bas Chamisha Tvachim, or even if it's more than an Amma, it's made up of Ammas, Bas Chamisha Tvachim, right? The Snoiviv is Amma, Bas Chamisha Tvachim, and the Kron is Amma, Bas Chamisha Tvachim, right? That's L'chaira, what it sounds like. But the truth is, there's another option. The other option is that we'll see soon that the Yisoid was an Amma wide. Right? The Yisoid was the border that went around the Mizbeach, and the width of the Yisoid was an Am. The Soiviv also was the platform that the Kohen was able to stand in towards the middle of the Mizbeach, was also an Amma wide. And there was one Amma of width between the edge of the top of the Mizbeach and the Kronos. So if that's the case, there's really another possibility of what we might be referring to when we say the Cheika Amma and the Amma Roichev and the Gvul Al Sfasa Saviv Zeres HaEchad, which are the Yisoid, the Soiviv, and the Kronis respectively, were an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Could be we don't mean the height, but it could be we mean the width. We mean that indentation. It could be that Amma, which we know is an Amma from Mishnayis. So it could be that Amma is the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. And the truth is that really from here until seven lines from the top of Daf Tzad, the avoida of the daf is going to be very mathematical, but the avoida is going to be trying to figure out, push it the taich of what we mean when we say that these things were an amma. Again, as relates to the fourth thing mentioned, which is the zegava mizbech mizbech oilo, that's very straightforward. But in terms of the first three, all parts of the mizbech oilo, these components, what exactly we're referring to when we discuss describe the Amma and then say that the Amma was Chamisha Tvachim, that's something that's a little bit unclear. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to take four cracks at it. The first three, the Gemara is going to deflect, and it's only on the fourth try that the Gemara is going to say Shmamina, Dekonami, and the Gemara is going to be very tefriden with the way that it's going to come out. Now, as it relates to a little bit of an introduction, without this introduction, this next Amud Gemara is almost impossible. And that is, we just have to reacquaint ourselves a little bit with the physical tzura of the Mizbech. Again, something that came up in many, many Gemaras in Zvachim Menachis, even in the Chumash here a little bit, but we have to reacquaint ourselves a little bit. And that is, the Mizbeach, again, we're talking about the Mizbeach Oila, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the Mizbeach that stood in the Azara, the big, massive Mizbeach. That Mizbeach was 10 Amas tall. It was 10 Amas tall. The way the 10 Amas were subdivided is the lowest Amma was the Yisoid. Afterwards, there was another 5 Amas of Mizbeach. At the top of the 5 Amas is where the Soiviv was, that border where the Kohen went and he did some of his avodas. Which means that if you're measuring from the floor until the Soiviv, this is a very important number that we need to know for this daf, it was 6 Amas, right? So the Soiviv is 60% up the Mizbeach. From the Soiviv until the top of the Mizbeach was 3 Amas. It's 3 Amas, which means that from the floor until the top of the Mizbeach is 9 Amas. And then you had the Kronos, which was just an Amma on each corner, was another Amma. Hence, from the floor all the way to the top of the Kronos, what you end up with is 10 Amas. Additionally, there was a Chut HaSikra that went around the midpoint of the Mizbeach, which means it was literally at the 50-yard line. So you count 5 Amas from the floor, that's where the Chut HaSikra was. Not to be confused with the Soiviv, which is counting 6 Amas from the floor. So again, we have the first Amma is the Yisoid, then you have 5 Amas of Mizbeach, which gets you to the Soiviv, then you have 3 Amas of Mizbeach, which gets you to the top, and there's another Amma of Kronos, and then you have the Chut HaSikra that goes through the middle. The critical points that we need to remember is that the Soiviv is 6 Amas from the floor, and the Chut HaSikra, assuming it's in the middle, right? So that would put you at 5 Amas from the floor, right? Again, this is very high level. We're going to go into the weeds momentarily. But this is just the basic conceptual way that we were taught this. The next thing that we have to reacquaint ourselves with is the length and the width of the Mizbeach. So the good news is that the Mizbeach was a perfect square. So because it was a perfect square, the length and the width are one and the same. Now, this has nothing to do with the ramp. The ramp is its own sugya. We're talking about the physical part of the Mizbeach. ramp notwithstanding. So the Mizbech itself was a perfect square. What were the dimensions? It was 32 amos by 32 amos. Stating that, it was only 32 amos by 32 amos on the ground floor. However, the Yesod itself was one amma wide all around. And because it was one amma wide all around, that means that really it was only that first amma that was 32 by 32. But the structure that was on top of that, and it's really the next five ammas going all the way up to the soivev, wasn't 32 by 32, but it was indented one amma on each side, which means you take one amma from here and one amma from here. So it's 32 minus one minus another one. It's 30. You do the same thing on the other side. So it was 30 by 30. The soivev also had a width. And the width was also one amma, which means that the area above the soivev, the area from the soivev up until the top of the mizbeach, right where the marocha, where everything was one amma on each side less than 30, which means it was 30 minus 1 minus 1, or 28, and it's that way on each side, which means that it's going to be 28 by 28. And the same was true as it relates to the Kronos, as we'll see a little bit more in detail in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. But the bottom line is that as it relates to the physical tsura of the Mizbeach on the bottom is 32 by 32, and then on top of that, there's a block of 30 by 30, and on top of that, there's another block of 20 by 28. By the way, if you want to just visualize a little bit better how they built the Mizbech, the way they built the Mizbech was they really made it up of three parts. So they took this huge block that was 32 by 32, for all the builders out there, and it was one amma tall, and they put that on the ground. And then they took another block that was 30 by 30, that was five amas tall, and they placed it on top of that. And then they took a third block that was 28 amas by 28 amas, that was three amas tall, they put it on top of that, and then they built the Kronos, and the rest is history. Either way, with this sort of simple introduction, we jump into the Cheshbonos of the Gemara. So again, we have a pasuk in Yecheskel. A pasuk in Yecheskel that says that the Cheko Amma, which is the Yesoid, and the Amma Roichav, which is the Soivev, and the Gvula El Sfasa Soviv Zeres HaEchad, which are the Kronos, that we're all a Amma. And we're trying to figure out now what's the Avoida. We can't lose focus of what the primary Avoida is. What aspect of this was exactly an Amma? And as we'll see now, there's a lot of different possibilities. Look at the Gemara. Kosol Kedaitach. The Gemara is Muschur Rishon in terms of how to approach this is, that what do we mean when we say that these things were an Amma? What it means is Miyasoid Va'ad Soivev Ba'amma Bas Hei. And again, when we say an Amma, we know it's an Amma. An Amma Bas Chamishet Fachim. So the Gemara says, Kosol Kedaitach, the Havimin of the Gemara is that from the Yesoid until the Soivev was Amma Bas Chamishet Fachim Begoiva. So what does it mean, Yesoid and Soivev? It means from the Yesoid all the way to the Soivev. Not the Yesoid was an Amma in the Kosolka Bas Chamishet Vachim, and the Soivev was an Amma Bas Chamishet Vachim. But from the Yesoid all the way up to the Soivev. Okay. Umay Cheko Amma Va'amma Roichev. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says Cheko Amma and Amma Roichev? Doesn't it mean, certainly sounds like the Cheko Amma A and the Amma Roichev B. These two individual things were each an Amma Bas Chamishet Vachim. No. Hachi Kamer, this is what it means. Mecheko Amma Va'ad Roichev Ba'amma Bas Chamishet means that entire area, which means the entire first six Amas of the Mizbeach was Ba'amma Bas Chamishet Vachim. That's the Kosol Kedaitach. Well, if that's the case, let's do a little bit of Cheshbonos. Koyva Mizbeach Kam Hava, what's Hayden Mizbeach Eser Amas, like we just said. Shis, you're telling me now that the first six, because until the top of the Soivev means the first six, B'nei Chamisha Chamisha is each Amma, right? That's the Chamisha Chamisha. Each one of those six Amas respectively are made up of five Tvachim. V'arboi, and then the top four, we don't have this, is B'nei Shisa, Shisa, are each made up of six, right? That's what you're suggesting right now. Well, if that's the case, Mizbeach Kamahav, what would be the height of the Mizbeach? Chamshin Varba. It would be 54 Tvachim. Why 54 Tvachim? Because it's 10 Amis. Six of the Amis are made up of five. So six times five is 30. And then four of the Amis are made up of six. Four times six is 24. So it means the total amount of Tvachim is going to be 54 Tvachim. Palgid Mizbeach Kamahava. Where's the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Why do we care about that? Because we want to know where the Chut HaSikra is. So what's the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Esrim V'Shiva. It's 27. Now, Mikronois V'Ad Soivev Kamahava. If you go from the Kronois and you back down until the soiviv, how many tvachim is it going to be? Esrim varba. It's going to be 24. Why? Because really, from the Kronos until the Soiviv, those are the upper four Amis, because we said the Soiviv is at the six Amma point. Those are the upper four Amis. Those are each Bas Shisha. So that means 4 times 6 is 24. So 54 minus 20 is 30, right? Okay. Kama Batzel Apalgadim is Be'ach. What's the distance now from the Soiviv to the Chutas Sikra? Klasa. Comes at it. It's 3 Tvachim. Right? It's back of the envelope arithmetic. The Soiviv is at the 30 Tefach mark, and the Chutas Sikra is at the 27 Tefach mark. I have a problem, because V'tanan. Right, V'tanan, no, the problem's not yet. V'tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chutas Sikra Chaygre Be'emtza, K'dei L'havdo B'dama Yemin L'tam Atachtoinim, right? What was the Chutas Sikra? Chutas Sikra was in the middle, to be mavdo between the Dama L'yayinim and the Dama L'atachtoinim. Okay, so what's wrong with all this? What's ma'baya? So what's the problem? The Soiviv is 30 Tvachim from the bottom, and the Chutas Sikra is 27 Tvachim from the bottom, and there's 3 Tvachim of distance between the Soiviv and the Chutas Sikra. So, was geht mich an? Right? So far it sounds, okay, it's fine. It's nice observation. I'll tell you what the problem is, because Elohot the time we went to the Mishnah. Gabe, Oila Soiv. Regarding the Oila Soiv. Hoya, the Oila Soiv is the easiest part of this Amid. Hoya, Oila Bekevesh. If you ever learned to sing his Oila Soiv, you get the joke. Hoya, Oila Bekevesh. If somebody was going up the Koyin, he had to go up the ramp. Ooh, Padala Soiv, everyone on top of the Soiv. And he came to the corner of Dermis Mizrach. And he did Malika on the head of the Oila Soiv. Mimul Arpa, the way Malika was done. Umavdal, and he was Mavdal. Right, but Oila Soiv, yeah, but Chat Soiv, no. Umayt says Dom, and then he did Mitzoy, which was unique to the Oila Soiv. Here's the punchline. This is the only thing we need for. We don't need the Mitzui, we don't need the fact that it was Dreimus Mizrachis, right? We don't need the Brisker Oven Sefer. All we need is this next line. V'imasolim matami raglov. Let's say the Kohen, who's on the Soiviv, and he's doing the Avoid of the Oila Soiv, right? And he goes and he does a lamatami raglov. He decides to bend down and he wants to do it beneath his feet, somewhere lower than him. Afilu ama achas. Even if he goes down a full amma, ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Freak the Gemara, kasha, how could it be kosher? Haka yoyev al yoyna lamata mishnei tvachim. It shouldn't be okay. If you're going to go down a amma, that means you're going into lamata michotas sikra. And we know you weren't allowed to put the oila sa'if lamata michotas sikra. And if that's the case, it should be a problem. If there's only 3 tvachim between the soivev and the chotas sikra, how could you understand the Mishnah in Zvachim that the Mishnah says that if the Kohen, who's standing on the soivev doing the avodah of the oila sa'if, decided to do the mitzoy, a full amma beneath where he's standing, it's going to be okay. A full amma beneath puts you into lamata michotas sikra, and the oila sa'if lamata michotas sikra is possible. Now, if it would have said, right, just to be mamchish just a little bit better, you can go a half a amma. Oh, that's gewaldic, because there's a half a amma of space between where the kohen standing on the soiviv and the chutas sikra. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say a half a amma. It says a full amma. And to the extent that it says a full amma, the chayra, full amma, is not something that could be okay. In other words, it's muchach, here's the point, from this Mishnah in Zvachim, that there had to be a full amma. That'd be a full amma between the soiviv and the chutas sikra. And based on the way we just tried explaining the pasuk in Yecheskel, it emerges as only 3 tvachim between. And if that's the case, back to the drawing board, that cannot be the pshat. Elo says the Gemara, let's take another stab at this. Cheiko amma, maybe when we say cheiko amma was an amma bas chamisha tvachim, what it means is knisa. It means the reichav of the Cheikam. The Cheikam again was the Yesoid. It means the width of the Yesoid, that indentation, how much it was wider than what was on top of it. And when we say Amar Roichev, it means Kenisa. It means that the indentation, the width of the Soiviv was an Amar. And when we say Gvula El Sfasa Soviv, what it means again, Knisa. It's referring to the indentation between the edge of the Mizbeach and where the Kron is smart. But the Gemara says, let's see if this is going to prove out. Mizbeach kama havale. How big was the Mizbeach? Shisin. It was 60 amis. Palg the Mizbeach kama havo. What's the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Talsin. It's 30. So where's the Chutas Sikra now? Again, at the 30 amma point. Mikronis vad soiviv kama havo. From the Kronis until the soiviv, how many tfachim are there? Chav Dalet, right? It's 24 Tvachim. Why is it 24 Tvachim? Because again, the Soiviv is at the 6 Amma point, and you have 4 Ammas on top. At this point, right, this is, and the wording of the Gemara, the way the Gemara says it is a little bit tzidik, so it's a little bit tricky. It makes it a drop trickier. But how much space is there from the top of the Mizbeach down to the Soiviv? There's 4 Ammas, each Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim. Could it be it's Bas Chamisha Tvachim? No, because in this Cheshbin, all of the Bas Chamisha Tvachims are in the Reichiv, which means that all of the Amis in the Goiva are Bas Shisha Tvachim. Okay, so from the top of the Mizbech down to the Soiviv, how much space do you have? You have 24. Kama Batzel Apalga the Mizbeach. How much space then is there from the Soiviv until the midway point of the Mizbeach? Shisha, this 6 Tvachim. Over Tnan, so far this is amazing. In Masol, the Matam Iragla, Fila Amma Achas Ksheira. That's going to be very, very good, right? So at first glance, says the Gemara, if you go ahead and you say that the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim is not talking about the Hait Pechla, all 10 of the Ammas were Bas Shisha Tvachim. So it's 60 Tvachim tall, which means that the Chuta Sikra is at the 30 Tefach point, which means the Soiviv is at the 36 Tefach point, which means there's a perfect Amma in between. That's the way it's supposed to be. Oh, Gevaldik. So that's Pasha what the Mishnah Zvachim is. Which, by the way, if you ask someone who knows these Zachim a little bit, right, what's Pshat in that Mishnah over there in Zvachim that says if he did Aslamata Amma, it's going to be okay? We'd say it's Pasha because we know the Chuta Sikra is at the midway point and the Soiviv is the 60% point and it's 10 Tvachim. So what's the difference? The difference is an Amma. So you're allowed to go all the way to the Chuta Sikra. If you do Lamata, it's going to be okay. The Gemara was Fadreying. Maybe it's Amas Bas Chamisha Tvachim, which threw us for a little bit of a loop. But the bottom line is that if we go back and we say then, no, really, all 10 of the Amas of the Hait were Bas Shisha Tvachim, so this is going to work out perfectly, stating that, but we do have Amas Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Where did we have that? We have that regarding all the indentations. So as the Gemara says, so you're telling me, where are the Amas Bas Chamisha Tvachim? Meaning, what are those things that the Novi Yecheskel said was not the Amma V'Toifach, but it was the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. It's all an indentation of the indentation of the Soiviv, and the indentation of the Kronos. Could you say it's referring to the case of Atnan? We learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Mesechtes Midos Perikim Mishnah Aleph, a little less obscure than Mesechtes Kalim Perik Yud Zayin, but the bottom line is it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Midas Mizbeach Oishlish Mishnah Mishlish Mishnah. The dimensions of the physical Mizbeach was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. Ola Amo, it went up an Amo, the Kines Amo, and then it indented an Amo. Zehu Yisoid, and that lower Amo was the Yisoid. Nimtza Shloishim al Shloishim, and it emerges Zokta Mishnah that the area on top of the Yisoid, that next block, which by the way we mentioned already goes 5 Amos high, so that next block was 30 or 30. Freit the Gemara Kasha. It's not 30 by 30. Shloishim v'shnei tvachim hava. It's really 30 Amos and 2 tvachim. What's the cheshbon? Because if that indentation is really only 5 tvachim, so you started off with 32 Amos, right? You started off with 32 Amos. Now you indented how much? You were nichnas how much? We assumed an Amma on this side and an Amma on that side. Okay, so you took an Amma from here, you took an Amma from there. So what are you left with? You left with 30 Ammas. But now you're telling me, no, that Amma is Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. So if that Amma is Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, you actually didn't take a full Amma. All you took was 5 Tvachim. So what you're left with is the 30 Ammas in the middle, plus a Tefach over here, and a Tefach over there, which means it's 30 Amos and 2 Tvachim. He did the same thing on the other side. So it's 30 Amos and 2 Tvachim by 30 Amos and 2 Tvachim. And by the way, if your classic Amma is 6 Tvachim, so it's 30 and a third by 30 and a third. So Freit Gemara Kasha, if the Nichnas Amma is the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, well, then really, from a tefach perspective, or relative to an Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim, which is what the entire Mizbeach is, so based on that, what you're going to end up with is not 30 by 30 after you shave off the Amma on each side, but rather what you're going to be left with is 30 and 2 thirds by 30 and 2 thirds. It's not what the Mishnah says. V'suzok the Gemara, let's continue climbing the ladder. Allah Chamesh. The Mizbeach went up another 5 Amos. V'kines Amo. And then again, there was another indentation of an Amo. And that was Soiviv. That was the Soiviv. Now, being that the Soiviv went in another Amo, Nimtza Esr Mishmoina al Esr Mishmoina. So it comes out that block was 28 by 28. But says the Gemara, Is that true? Esrim v'shmoina v'arba tfachim, Avi. It's not 28 by 28. At this point, it's 28 and 4 tfachim by 28 and 4 tfachim. Because again, when you get to the soivev, we're saying that's the amar roichev, that's ba'amar bas chamisha tfachim. So you're not going in 6 tfachim, you're going in 5 tfachim. So if you're going in only 5 tfachim, so you had the 5 tfachim that you went in on the bottom, the 5 tfachim went on the top, right? The easiest way to do this is you went in almost an amma, minus a tefach here and a tefach here, a tefach here and a tefach there. So what you have is minus 2 ammas plus these 4 tfachim. What you're left with really is 28 and 4 tfachim by 28 and 4 tfachim. It's not 28 by 28. Says the Gemara, I hear, maybe there's an eitzah. I don't know if I would checkmate our understanding of the pasuk based on this mishnah. Because v'chitei, I could always tell you, being that it's not a complete, you know, what's your kasha? The mishnah said 30, it's 30 and a third. The mishnah said 28, it's 28 and two thirds. No, a fraction ahi and a fraction aher, right? Kivadalei have amma, it's not a full amma, so lei choshev lei. So therefore we don't count it. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's a problem. Because makam kronos, because the Mishnah goes a little bit higher and says the makam of the kronos, that area was also indented in amma. And if that's the case, what was the area of the makam kronos? It was, right, do the math, it's going to be 26 by 26, meaning from the makam kronos around. The kronos itself is only an amma. But if you go around, it's 26 by 26. The makam kronos, right, amma mizeh v'amma mizeh, nimtso esrim v'sheish al esrim v'sheish. Freak the Gemara, that doesn't work. Esrim v'sheva hava. At that point, it's already 27. You know why? Because you just added another two tfachim that you're not really subtracting. So when you added 2 plus 2 plus 2, you ended up with a full amma. And instead of the number being 26, the number is going to be 27. If you want to do this a little bit differently, the assumption is 32 ammas times 6, which is 192 tfachim. The Mishnah says you cut off an amma by the yisoid, an amma by the soiv, an amma by the kronos. So we're saying each one of those ammas is really amma bas chamisha tfachim. That's what the pasuk Yecheskel means. Okay, so how many ammas did you really cut off? You cut off 15 on this side and 15 on that side. You cut off 30 in total, which means how many tfachim do you have now, right? Because again, you took off 6 amas, 3 on this side, 3 on that side, and 3 on this side, 3 on that side, but oirich and roichiv. So you took off from the length, right? Let's just take one side. It's the same on the width. The length, you took off 30 because it's 6 times 5, not 6 times 6, 6 times 5 is 30. So you started off 32 times 6. So how many tfachim was the mizbeach? It was 192 tfachim. You removed 30, 6 times 5, so you're left with 162 tfachim. What's 162 divided by 6? It's exactly 27. And what does the Mishnah say? It was 26. So you want to tell me that 30 is really 30 and a third? I could live with that. You want to tell me 28 is really 28 and two thirds? I could live with that, because it's not only off by a fraction. But by the time you get to the kronos, because of the cumulative effect of all those tfachim, right? And if you do math sometimes and you leave out the odd numbers, if you have enough numbers in your equation, all those odd numbers add up to a Rebbe's number sometimes. So, right, it could be something real. That's exactly what happened over here. So you didn't care about this, decimal, and you didn't care about that fraction, but now all of a sudden, what do you mean? I'm off by a chunk of change. Case of Manula, and all of a sudden you have kindness. So that's what happened over here. So you went from having 26, the number's really 27. It can't be off by 27. That's like a real number. Can't be off by so much. But the Gemara says, I don't know if it bothers me so much. You know why? Ready for this? Light duck. No, I hear. Light duck. Hire a new accountant. But light duck, you want to know what the number is? The number is 27. I said 26. But it's really light duck. But the Gemara says, I have a little bit of a problem with that. You know why? Because makam hiluch ragli hakayhanim. There was another indentation that was done on the other side of the kronos. And that was the area that the kehanim had to walk. So remember, when you visualize the top of the mizbeach, what do you see? You see fire. That's what you see. You see the marocha, ein marocha, tzvei marocha, drei marocha, vier marocha, right? Machliks tanam, depending on the day of the week, Yom Kippur. There's a lot of marochas going on in the mizbeach. So there's a lot of fire. Now the kehanim can't walk in the fire, right? So obviously there had to be like a path that went around, and that's what the kehanim were able to walk. So there was this makim, Hiluch Ragla Kehanim, which was Amma Mizeh and Amma Mizeh. And the Mishnah goes weiter, and the Mishnah says, Nimtza Esrim V'Alba, Al Esrim V'Arba, Mokom Hamarach, right? Mokom Hamarach. So it comes out that the Mokom Hamarach was 24 by 24. Right? What's the cheshbon? Because we're assuming now that the Kronos is by is 26 by 26, and now the Kronos itself is Amma, and now there's a lane that's another Amma. So Kumta is 26 minus 1 minus 1. You're left with 24. So what's the Maracha? The Maracha is 24. It's really 25. Why is it 25? Because the starting point we said is not 26, 27. So it's 27 minus the Amma of the Kronos, which is 26, minus the Amma of the Mokom Hilach Ragla Kehanim, which is 25. And where it says, that's what's, I don't understand the catch. Chite Mochinami Loi Dog. It's the same Loi Dog. If 26 could really be 27, so 24 could really be 25. But the Gemara says, no, this can't work. Because in the same perek, Yecheskel perek mem gimel, it says over there, v'ho ariel, that ariel was the marocha, the fire. Shteim esrei oirech, b'shteim esrei roichav, ravua al arbas revav. So we describe the marocha, and we say that the marocha was 12 by 12, and it was ravua al arbas Revav. What does this mean? Yachol she'ino el shteim esrei al shteim esrei. You would think that it was 12 by 12. No, k'shuva oimer el arbas revav. Malamit she'be'emsa hu moidit. Shteim esrei amalachol ruach veruach. That you would stand, somebody was standing in the middle and he went this way it was 12, that way it was 12, this way it was 12, that way it was 12. That's what this pasuk means when it says v'aril shteim esrei oirech b'shteim esrei roichav revua el arbas revav. It means it was 24 by 24. Here's the problem. The pasuk says it was 24 by 24. So if the pasuk says it was 24 by 24, then we're off with our math. You know, you can tell me that when the mission says 24, it really means 25. But if the pasuk says 24, it can't really mean 25. So if that's the case, we have a mefurish pasuk that it says it was 24, and based on all our cheshbonis, that each one of these indentations is not a proper amma, but rather it's really five tfachim, there's no way to make this work. Again, if that indentation is an amma, it works. You start off with 32 by 32 on the bottom, then by the yisoid, you go in, you nichnas an amma, you're 30 by 30. By the soiv, you nichnas another amma, so now you're 28 by 28. By the kronis, you nichnas another amma, now you're 26 by 26. The kronis itself are an amma. The mokum hiluch raglakanim is another amma. You left with 24 by 24. Hakol yovi amakoyim vasholim. That is how you reconcile the Mishnayos and Midas and the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Everything works out beautifully. If, however, every one of these indentations, al kaponim on the bottom, are five tefachim, so then really the Mizbeach starts 32 by 32. When you indented an amma, you're only going five tefachim, which means that the next part of Mizbeach is not 30 by 30. It's 30 and a third by 30 and a third, which means the next part is not 28 by 28, but it's 28 and two-thirds by 28 and two-thirds, which means that the next part is not 26 by 26. It's really 27 by 27 minus the Kronos. That's already a regular amma, right? We exhausted our three ammas bas chamishat tefachim. That's a regular amma. That's 26. And the Mokom Hilach Ragla Kehanim is 25. The pasuk says 24. The pasuk doesn't say 25. As a result, this is not something that can work. So really, we had two cracks at it to try to make sense of this. Both of them failed. So the Gemara now is going to try a third. The Chitema says the Gemara. Maybe the Mahalach is this. Maybe the Mahalach is Shis Minayu Meikara Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Maisalu. And I think this is something that, on some level, we've all been thinking a little bit subconsciously, and that is that, being that there is something called an amabas shisha tfachim and there's an amabas chamisha tfachim, maybe when we say that the Mizbech itself was 32 amas, it was made up of amas bas shisha tfachim and amas bas chamisha tfachim. Maybe the Mizbech's 32 amas are not all the same amas. You tell me not all amas were created equally. You tell me sometimes an amma means this, sometimes an amma means that. Maybe the 32 amas gufa is made up of a taruvus of amas. It's made up of an amma bas shisha and an amma bas chamisha. Specifically, maybe the six of the 32 are amas bas chamisha, and the rest of them are going to be amas bas shisha. Now, what do you accomplish by doing that? So what you accomplish by doing that is that we're going to say that lo oilam, the amas bas chamisha tfachims that got indented, Not the Amos of the Height. Amos of the Height is all Amos Bashisha Tvachim. Thus, the Chut HaSikra is by the 30 point, and the Soiviv is by the 36 point, and it's a perfect Amma. That's the Mishnah Masechta Tvachim. That whole first Shmuz, we can leave it as is. That's going to be perfect. As it relates to where the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim is, it's regarding the Nichnas. It's talking about the indentation of the Yesoid and the Soiviv and the Kronos, respectively. And really, we're indenting it not 6 Tvachim, we're indenting it 5 Tvachim. What was the issue with doing that? The issue with doing that is that when we got to the top, we ran into an issue. Because when we got to the top, what we realized was, is that we were off. We ended up with a maracha of 25, when by 25, when really, it's based on the pasuk, it was supposed to have been 24 by 24. So, Gemara, if you're going to tell me that it could be not all the Amas were created equally, and some of the Amas Abbas Chamisha and some of the Amas Abbas Shisha, well, then you're not going to have an issue. I'll tell you, 6 of the Amas L'chatchila were made up of 5. If 6 of the Amas L'chatchila were made up of 5, well, that means that when we indented the 6 Amas, we were just, when we indented the 6 Amas, and we indented them 5 tfachim, essentially what you're doing is you were just knocking out, right? You were just knocking out those amis that were bas chamisha tfachim. But here's the point. When you look at the Mizbeach now from the standpoint of tfachim, and you assume that the Am is really 6 Tvachim, because that's usually what it is, the Mizbeach is not 32 Amis, the Mizbeach is really 31 Amis. The only reason we took the liberty to describe it as being 32 Amis is because 6 of the Amis that we were using, 6 of the Amis that we were using were Amis Bas Chamisha Tvachim as opposed to Amis Bas Shisha Tvachim. So we cheated a little bit. Because 6 of the Amis, we used smaller Amis. As a result, we ended up getting 1 extra Amma. Right? If we used it for 6, and the difference between the Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim and Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim is 1 Tefach, so that's how much we ended up cheating, right? That's how much we ended up saving. But the bottom line is that La'olam, you want to know what the size of the Mizbeach was. The size of the Mizbeach was never 32. The size of the Mizbeach was really 31. It said 32. It's true it said 32. Because we were cheating. We were cheshbening 6 of them by Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. So really all the Gemara is doing, the simplest way to explain this Gemara, all the Gemara is doing is, the Gemara is saying that 6 of the 32 Amas is Bas Chamisha Tvachim, which means that if you assume that Amas really 6 Tvachim and you convert it into Amas, what you're going to end up with is how many Amas? You're going to end up with 31 Amas, not with 32 Amas. What's the cheshbon? What are you fadining by doing this? What you're fadining by doing this is that if you start the cheshbon with 31 by 31, and now you shave off 2, right, for the yesod, so now it's going to be 29 by 29, and now you don't have to cheshbon 5 tvachim, because forget, the 5 tvachim is an amma, right? We just shave, the 6 that we're shaving are going to be the 6 ammas that are bas chamisha tvachim. So you start off 31 by 31, and then you have 29 by 29, and then you have 27 by 27, right? Then you're going to have 27 by 27. And then, at that point, if you make a cheshbon of how many amas you're going to have left, this gets a little bit tricky. If you do it, because if you go vayta, you minus 1 and minus 1, you're going to be left with 25 again. But now you have to convert. Now you have to go back to the amas bas shisha tvachim, not the amas bas chamisha tvachim. Should we do this a little bit slower? Again, if you take the mizbeach, the full 30 amas of the mizbeach, you take the 32 amas of the mizbeach, and you say 6 of those amas, of the 32 amas, are made up of amas bas chamisha tvachim. So how many tvachim is that? So that's 6 times 5, that's 30. And then you take the other 26, and you say they're made up of 6 tvachim, so it's 26 times 6, which is 156. So how many tvachim is the mizbeach? It's 186 tvachim. Right? It's 186 tvachim. If you indented 2 for the yesoid, and another 2 for the soivev, and another 2 for the kronos, right? 2 amas on each side, and those amas are bas chamisha tvachim, that's the pasuk in Yecheskel. So how many tvachim did you just knock out? You knocked out 30 tvachim. You started with 186, you knocked out 30, you left with 156. That's how many tvachim you have right now. 156, and you're done with the amas bas chamisha tvachim. 156 divided by 6 is 26. Minus the Amma for the Karen, and minus the Amma for the Makam Hilach Ragla Kihanim, what you're left with is 24. So it's a little counterintuitive because you think, well, yeah, I don't understand. I started with 31, minus 2, minus 2, minus 2, so it plays a little bit of a mind game with you. But again, if you convert it into Tvachim, you're going to see it's perfect. You're starting with 186, you minus 30, the 6 Ammas Bas Chamisha Tvachim, and you're left with 156, divided by 6 is 26. Oh, minus a regular Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim, minus a regular Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim, what you left with is 156. And the bottom line is, once you do that, HaKol Yavei HaMakamim B'Shalom, it works. It says, Okti Gemara, I think I have it. I think I got it. You want to know where these three Amis are Bas Chamisha Tvachim. It's not in the height, because that's going to mess us up with the Chutas Sukkah, with the Mishnah Mesachta Tzvachim. It's not in terms of just flat out what the indentation was, because that's going to get us into trouble with the pasuk in Yecheskel. That says the Makam HaRoch is 24. Based on this Cheshbon, it's 25. What is it? It's taki the makam of the indentation, but with a greisa hanachah. The hanachah is that when we say that the Mizbech was 32 Amis, it wasn't all of the same Amis. Of the 32 Amis, 6 of them were Bas Chamisha Tvachim, and 26 of them were Amma Bas Shisha Tvachim. But the Gemara says it doesn't work either. This doesn't either work. You know why? Because imkein rafchala azara. Because if the mizbeach is really only 31 amas, meaning lemisparenu, amas bashisha tvachim, it's really 31 amas, there's an extra am in the azara that's unaccounted for that I don't really know what to do with. What's that am? The time we learned in the Mishnah, kol azara hoysa irich mei ushmein v'sheva. The length of the azara was 187 amas, al roich mei v'shalishim v'chamish, and the width was 135 amas, be mizrach l'mayriv mei ushmein v'sheva. So the area going mizrach to mayriv, that's where the length is, it was 187. Malkum drisis ragli yisrael, the place where the yidden were able to walk, where everybody was allowed to go, achas esri amas was 11. Malkum drisis ragli kihanim, the place where the kihanim were allowed to go. Now, can go further, but it means even shalibish hasavoida. That was also achas esriyama hamizbeach shloishem v'shtayim. Bein ulon the mizbeach esrim v'shtayim amah was 22. Haheicho meyam is 100. You have 11 left if you're doing the math. Comes at achas esriyama achiri beis hakapiras. So there's 11 amas behind the kapiras. Either way, the Azara was 187 amas long. Every single amma is accounted for. In the Cheshbon of 187, how many amas did we allocate towards the Mizbeach? 32. If it's really only 31, because again, the Azara, we're assuming for sure the 187 are all amas bas shisha tvachim. So if that's the case, there's one extra amma. What do I do with this amma? And it's not just the kasha, where do I put the amma? Every inch of the Azara has a different halach. So you have to tell me what the status of that one amma is. And you didn't tell me that. Must be that the mizbeach on the bottom is really 32 by 32. And if that's the case, it knocks the yesoid out of this third option. And if that's the case, we're back to the drawing board. How exactly do we make sense of this pasuk in Yecheskel that says that the Cheiko Amma, which was the Yisoid, was an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, and the Amma Reichiv, which was the Soiviv, was an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, and the Gvula El Svasa Soviv Zeres HaEchad, the Kronos, was an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. What does it mean? It means the height can't be because of the Mishnah by the Oilos Ha'oiv. It means that it was indented an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim as opposed to a regular Amma. Well, that means the Makam Amarach, based on our Cheshbon, should be 25 Amas. And forget the Mishnah, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel that says it was 24 Amas. Oh, you want to tell me it means that, but you want to tell me that the Mizbeach at the floor is 31 Amas, and you do the math, 186 minus 30, it all works out? It can't be, because I have a Mishnah that says clearly it's 32 Amas on the bottom. So what exactly is going on? Zok de Gemara, you know what you have to say? You have to make a Taruvis. You have to say that it's a little bit talking about the height, and it's a little bit talking about the indentation. When we say the Cheiko Amma, and the Amma Reichiv, and the Gvul El Svasa, Soviv Zeres HaEchad, are all Amas Bas Chamisha Tvachim, they don't all mean the same thing. How does this work out? Elo Cheiko Amma, the Cheiko Amma, which is the Yisoid, is Begoyva. That's referring to the height. The height of the Yisoid was Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Amma Reichiv, when we talk about the Soivev, it's referring to the Kenisa, it's referring to the indentation. And Gvula El Svasa Saviv, when we talk about the Gvula El Svasa Saviv, that also, if you take a look at Rashi, the Gavai de Kerem Ba'amabase, that's also referring to the height. It's the last Rashi on Tzadik Zayin base. But as it relates to the indentation of the Karen, that's already loishna hachi, but loishna hachi doesn't matter if it's going to be an amabas chamisha tvachim or it's going to be an amabas shisha tvachim. Whoa. So the yisoid, the amabas chamisha tvachim is the height. The soivev, the amabas chamisha tvachim is the knisa. And Karen, the amabas chamisha tvachim is the height. What about the knisa of the amabas of the Karen? It's not something that really matters, says the Gemara. Based on this, mizbeach kamahava. How tall is the mizbeach? Chamshin v'tamna. Right? It's 58 tvachim. Why is it 58 tvachim? Because it's 10 amas times 6, stating that two of those amas, the amu of the yisoid and the amu of the karen, are really bas chamisha tvachim. So how many tvachim do you have? 60 minus 2, what you're left with is 58. Pal de mizbeach kama hava. Where's the chuta sikr? What's the midpoint of the mizbeach? Esrim v'tisha. It's the 29 amu mark. Mikronos v'ad soivev kama hava. From the kronos until the soivev, how much space do you have? So that's 4 amas, but one of the amas is bas chamisha tvachim, the Karen, right? So it's 4 times 6, which is 24, minus 1, because one of them is bas chamisha tvachim, so it's really 23. So from the Kronos until the Soiviv, how many tvachim do you have? Esrim v'tlasa. You have 23, right? Kama batza lepalga de mizbeach, how much space is there from the Soiviv, which is 23 from the top, so 58 minus 23, which is 35, until the palge of the mizbeach, which is the chuta sikra, which is 29, shisha, it's 6. Fitnan, oh, it's gevaldik, that's what the Mishnah said. So the Mishnah regarding the oila sa'if, the Mishnah mesach tezvachim, works out perfectly. So as it relates to the height, it's a kol yavi amakayim v'shal. Okay, so we address the height. What about the width? So mysteriously, the Gemara doesn't address the width. The Gemara expects us to do the math. So we have to go back now, and we have to figure out the width by ourselves. What was the issue with the width? What was the issue with making all these indentations? Conceptually, you can get it in 1 second. What was the issue? The issue was that if all those amas that we were nichnas were really amas bas chamisha tvachim, so it's an ama on this side, ama on this side, or tefach on this side, tefach on that side, it accumulated to a full ama. And we ended up being off when we got to the top of the mizbech by the Kronos, and even though we said loidak, but then -1, -1, it went from 25 to 24, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel, of the already, there was no option to say loidak, right? At that point, there was no way out. At that point, you couldn't get away with it. Tainas the Gemara, la'olam I'll tell you, that it's true, it was an amabas chamisha tvachim. But it's only two of the amas that are amabas chamisha tvachim. Or the way the Gemara presented it now, one of the amas that are bas chamisha tvachim. What's the mile if only one of the amas are bas chamisha tvachim? There's only one time that we were inaccurate, right? We were only inaccurate one time. We were inaccurate. It's by the soivet, right? That's what the Gemara says. So the yusoid was 32 by 32. And then when you put the block on top of that, you ended up with 30 by 30. Now, the soiviv goes in how much? We said, oh, goes in only 5 tvachim, right? That's the cheshman. If it goes in 5 tvachim, so the block that's on top of that is not 28 by 28. What is it really? It's 28 and a third by 28 and a third, because I have an extra tefach on one side, extra tefach on the other side. The two tvachim together make up a third. So I end up with a third. That doesn't bother me so much, because that I could already say loidak. And because I could say loidak, so there, I'm not off by a full amma. I'm not off by a full amma, so there, no, it's a fraction. The fractions don't bother me. So the oilam, when we go ahead and we say 28, so it's bleiben 28, and then when you get to the top, it's going to be 26, -1, -1, you're going to end up with 24. Rashi speaks out that when the Gemara said that regarding the indentation of the kronos, loishna hachi v'loishna hachi, we're indifferent. You know why we're indifferent? Because the only reason we cared is because we were afraid that we were going to get past the fraction. And once you get to a full number, you're off. 27 and it's and 26, that's a problem. But here, even if there's an indentation by the kronos, it's vaita going to be a fraction. Instead of being off by 1/3, it's going to be off by 2/3. But as long as it's off by a fraction, that doesn't bother me. And as a result, hakol yavei amakayim v'shalom, this is not something that is going to be an issue. So in other words, what's the bottom line? V'cheiko amma, v'amma roichev, u'gvul al svasa, saviv zeres ha'echad. V'cheiko amma is referring to the yisoid. What does it mean? It means the height of the yisoid, which was one amma, was really an Amar Bas Chamisha Tvachin. And then when we say V'Amar Reuchav, when we say that the indentation, the Knisa of the Soivev, or when we say that the Soivev was an Amar Bas Chamisha Tvachim, it's referring to the Knisa. And then when we say the Kronos, again, was an Amar, it's referring to Bas Chamisha Tvachim, it's referring to the height. It's not the same. The Gemara felt the Chatchilo would make perfect sense for it all to be the same way, but Lamaisa, the Gemara said, there's no way to make it work. Because if it's all the height, you're going to run into an issue. There's going to be too much proximity between the Soivev and the Chutas Sikru. We need to have a full Amah in between. If it's going to be all with regards to the Knisa, well, then it's going to come out that the Makam HaMaracha is 25 Amahs by 25 Amahs, not 24 Amahs by 24 Amahs. There was a workaround to say that the Mizbech is really 31 Amahs by 31, not 32 by 32. But the problem is, then what do I do with that Amah? And the Mishnah clearly defined what every single Amah was meant for in the Azara. You know how you make it work? The way you make it work is you say, it's miksas azai, it's miksas azai. What's for sure the Gemara says is that the Amma Yisoid is on the height, the Amma Soivev is in the Knisa, and the Amma Kronos is in the height. What's open for debate is that it could be the Knisa of the Kronos, that could be something that's an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, that could be something that's an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Now, at first glance, this Shtikl Torah sounds like a very dachuk to Shtikl Torah, right? That's what the Pasuk means? Come on, it's not what the Pasuk means. Either the Pasuk's talking all about height, or the Pasuk's talking all about width. Zok de Gemara, and this is the punchline of the sugya. Dekanami. It's actually very meduyik that way. Dechsiv. Again, we dismiss these words in Yecheskel as above our pay grade, which is fear when you're learning Yecheskel. Definitely. Yecheskel is distinguished amongst all the Nevi'im in terms of the esoteric nature of his Nevu'ah. Hence the phrase, Rasa Shifcha Bayom, Mashalei Ra, even Yecheskel Ben Buzi Me'oilam, right? But the bottom line is that if you look at this pasuk, one thing is clear. It said, Cheiko Amo, that's referring to the Yesoid. And then it said, Va'am Reichev, which is referring to the Soivev. Am Reichev, why do you mention even the word Reichev? The Teretz says, Cheiko Amo means the height. Am Reichev is referring to the width. It's actually Mefurish, Zok de Gemara, Shema Mino, this Pshat. So in as much as at first glance, it seems a little bit dachuk, but really, at the end of the day, Shema Mino, this is exactly the way it is.